Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the psalmist in Psalm 50. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. This is God's word. One of the very neat things about the Bible is its complexity. It's also the thing that may drive us nuts most of all, that it is so broad and so deep and so difficult to understand. But there are so many treasures to be unmined as you're, mined, as you're going through the Holy Scriptures. Here's one example, and you wouldn't know it just looking at Psalm 50. But if you have a simple tool like a study Bible or a reference Bible that can point you to other verses in the Scriptures, it can give you a little background of this psalm. We did not read it out of a Bible, but if you were to take one of the Bibles out of the pews and look up Psalm 50, you would see that it says underneath that it is a psalm of Asaph. What's an Asaph? Well, more accurately, who is Asaph? Because Asaph is a person, was a person. And we learn from the book of 1 Chronicles, the 25th chapter, that Asaph was a man among the Levites, the tribe of Levi, that King David set in charge of worship in the tabernacle. With his sons underneath him. There were actually three men that David set in charge of the worship in the tabernacle. The singing of the psalms. The playing of the instruments. The arrangements of the choirs. Asaph was one of the very first ever worship directors. A minister of music, we may call him. He was part of that tribe known as the Levites. And now what you need to know to show that Israel was different than we are today. The entire tribe of Levi was dedicated to worship in the Lord's house, the tabernacle. And later on, the permanent building that stood in its place, the temple. Now the Levites were one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I want you to picture what it would be like if we were a nation here in the United States where one of every 12 people worked in worship. That would be a stunning ratio. But it shows you how important worship was to the life of God's people. And Asaph, the one who wrote Psalm 50, was one of those leaders of worship commissioned by King David himself. So we can probably easily presume that Asaph was a very, very gifted musician, that he would have been skilled in multiple instruments of his day. The tambourine, the lyre, the harp. Right? He would have been a very musical guy, probably a good voice, or at the very least, a good ear to know what sounds good. But apparently he also was given by God to write psalms as well. And Asaph has 12 psalms in total in the book of Psalms of the 150, 12 are from him. Now, 11 of them are later off in the book of Psalms. Psalm 73 to 83, he wrote those. Psalm 50 stands alone. Your attention's kind of drawn to it. You know, the one after it, we sing it almost every Sunday. Psalm 51 is King David, The most famous psalmist of all, who writes in Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit." You know those words. But here sits Asaph with one psalm all by himself, Psalm 50, and Asaph is here to teach us a little bit about what worship is. After all, he is the worship leader. He spends his time in the tabernacle, which is a place of worship unlike any we've experienced in our lives. We've been studying the book of Leviticus in our Thursday Bible study. There we're getting a little bit of a glimpse. The sacrifices being burned on altars at all hours throughout the day. Incense being offered up by the priests. It was a very fragrant place. A very guttural place. A very messy place. And as Asaph would have been there day after day with the worship happening around him, he would have had time to contemplate what it means to worship. And he actually starts off in Psalm 50 by telling us what it is not to worship. And Asaph speaks as recording the words of the Lord himself. "I will not accept a bull from your house, or goats from your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine." What the Lord teaches Israel through the pen of the musician Asaph is that we are fools when we think we give things to God in worship and we're making a big contribution from ourselves. And it could have been very tempting in Israel as the people brought their bulls and their goats and their rams and their doves and their pigeons and their grain and all the things that were offered there within the tabernacle. It could have been easy to think that somehow the people were making a great contribution. And yet in Psalm 50, what the Lord, through the pen of Asaph, reminds the Israelites of and reminds us, it all belongs to him already anyway. So when you pat yourself on the back for giving something to someone in need, or the size of the check you write out to a charity, or when you give of yourself to someone else, stop and think already that what you're giving to someone else already belongs to the Lord. Every bull, every dove, every goat, every ram, every lamb, everything that was ever slaughtered and killed on the altars of the tabernacle already belonged to the Lord already. He says in Psalm 50, he needs nothing to eat. We don't somehow think we can give God of what we have because he has need of it. It all belongs to him already. So what the Lord does say through Asaph about what worship properly is this: offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Perform your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. This worship leader of God's people teaches us this evening that worship is calling on him, the Lord, to deliver you, to forgive all your sins, to assure you of eternal life, to forgive you with the body and blood of the Son, Jesus Christ. All we have to offer to God is thanksgiving for all that he gives us to deliver us from sin and death and the devil. That, dear friends in Jesus, is what worship is. It's calling upon God to do what God does. To save, to forgive, to redeem, to give life, to deliver, to remove us from our sin and death and the snares laid for us by the devil, to do what he does through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the epistle for the second Sunday in Advent, which we heard on Sunday and heard again this evening, St. Paul reminds us how Jesus is the link between Israel and the Gentiles, or we're called in Hebrew the goyim, or called in Greek the ethne, the ethnic ones, the people from other peoples. Jesus came for them as well. Paul writes, "For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised Israel to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. For it was not just Israelites with their sacrifices in the tabernacle whom God came to deliver. It was just not those who wrote psalms and beautiful music with their pens that God came to deliver. It was the nations, the Gentiles, you. And because you are included among those whom the Lord has seen fit to deliver, that means that Asaph's song, along with the rest of the Psalms for that matter, are put into your mouth. They are on your lips. They are your words. You, like Asaph, have a Lord who invites you, who says to you, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. You will glorify me. That, dear friends in Jesus, is true worship. Worship is that which seeks out the God who saves, the God who delivers, the God who comes to us in Jesus, the great deliverer from sin, death, and the devil. Thanks be to God, we can join our voices in this worship, week in and week out, calling upon our Lord to deliver us, as he delivered Asaph, as he delivered King David, as he delivered Israel, so he delivers you, through the Lord who comes and will come again to deliver you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.